This is a Flush the Format Friday. 194 Playhouse in the Morning. Your picks absolutely all morning long at 237. It's text 35270. Same numbers if you have a situation like this. Do you have like a go-to excuse you always use when you are running late? So the average person is late for at least something, whether that's a day at work or a meeting, parent-teacher conferences, whatever, about once a week. Now, variations of what one defines as late is different person to person, right? There's people that feel like they're late if they're not 15 minutes early, and there's people that are like 30 minutes late to something, and it's been going on for 30 minutes. But once a week is how often this is usually happening to people. But of these people, about 70% of them also have kind of the same standard thing they always go to when they say they're running late, whether it's true or not. God forbid they just say what's actually happening, why they're running late. They have something that they just always say. If you have something like that, like a go-to late excuse, we want to know what that is. At 237-HITS, text 35270. Do either of you feel like, maybe you don't want to admit it given that we work together, but do you feel like you have a go-to late excuse?
I used to have the best go-to late excuse. So this was years ago when I worked at a bar. And I wouldn't usually start till 5 because I work from like 5 p.m. to like 2 in the morning. And I just got a huge fight with my mom. And so I moved out into like a slumlord apartment. Like there was cockroaches.
Oh,
it was really bad. And it was in like a really terrible area of town. And so they had underneath of like where my apartments were, there was like a transition house for people that were, you know, usually they'd have homeless people in there. They would have like people who had like really major drug issues. And so there's always like the cops and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
And my excuse when I was late for work always was, oh, so there, you know, people are getting arrested out front. Cause it was like everyone knew the building and knew how bad it was. So I said, ah, someone was getting arrested, couldn't go down, or all the cops were there. There was somebody held up inside. So they made us stay in our apartments. And it was like, it actually happened, I think, maybe once realistically where they made me stay in my apartment. And that was the only other time. But I use that excuse again and again because the apartment was so sketchy that it was believable.
That one works.
And yeah. It wasn't out of the realm of possibility that, oh, no, maybe there's something going on. They probably felt terrible for you. They're worried about you. Like, oh, yeah, take care of you. Be safe.
Yeah, it worked out good.
I think if I'm ever late for this, it's usually because I overslept and I don't turn my alarm off and I would say, but if it's something outside of this and I'm going to meet people, or I always try, it's something I think with my car, or I'll say I couldn't find my keys, which it kind of is. I do struggle sometimes to find it, but then I'll find them, but it's just me taking my time then.
So you're just kind of being all lackadaisical a minute.
Yeah. Oh, I think I still have time, and I'll just say, oh, sorry, I couldn't find my keys. So then I was looking everywhere through the whole house.
Well, now I know if you ever tell me you can't find your keys that
something
shady going on there a little bit.
Shady
and lazy. Are you seeing some people that are like, oh yeah, I got excuses like this?
Yeah, and I'm surprised that some people are admitting these. Somebody said, I live with my parents and my younger siblings. Everybody knows that. However, I'm constantly using my younger siblings as an excuse as to why I'm late. Either my mom's not home from work and I'm watching them, or maybe that they need dinner made and no one's home to make it for them yet. My work thinks that my siblings are quite young. However, the youngest is actually 17.
Well, I gotta cook for them. He's 17 years
old. Yeah, no one's home to watch them. Can't leave yet.
Yeah, they'd probably be okay. They'd be fine. Do you have one of these I'm always late excuses? Hello?
So once I was driving, there was a pony in the middle of the highway, so I would definitely use that excuse again.
A pony? How'd that work out?
You know what? I'm not quite sure, but it felt like a dream or something. I had no idea what to do.
Can I tell you this, though? While that might work for you once, I don't think that, because we're talking about the stuff that's a little bit more repeatable. I don't think that unless you live next to a pony farm, you could use that more than once.
What about there's deers in the streets here? You could say that. There was a deer in the street.
My husband had this guy that worked for him that every other weekend his grandma died. Like, he did this for 6 months. He was out of grandmas at this point. if you're going to use an excuse, pick a different relative.
Bro, you already killed off all your grandmas.
Yeah.
There is no more. You have one of these excuses. You're always late, and this is kind of your go-to. 237 hits text 35270, Crazy Town Butterfly, Y94. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly. It's Playhouse, Y94. You have one of these excuses where you're running late and you run late fairly regularly and you kind of always go to this exact same thing. What are you seeing come out as far as texts go?
Somebody said, this is actually mostly true, so I don't know if it's much of a real excuse or not, but my kids made me late. They're always putting me behind. Someone else said, my car is a hunk of crap, so I tell my work that my car broke down and they believe it every single time. Someone said, my go-to excuse is lady issues. Usually people don't question that. However, you have to make sure that you're only using it once a month because you could get caught if you try using it more.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty weird, though, to even if it did seem like it was just a couple of weeks ago or like 2 weeks ago. Like, what person's going to be like, oh, I want to question you about this? Like, male or female, I don't think is going to want to ask you more questions.
We used to have a coworker, and she used that excuse a lot of the time, but I do think she also had issues. And she was one time questioned by another, like, male colleague.
No.
Like, I think, all right, didn't you have that last week? And it set her off. Yeah, you can't do that.
Why would you say that?
Because he was an idiot.
Yeah, that's a poor choice. Late excuse. Hello.
Yeah, I'd like to say something like, you know, like my power went out or like my hot water heater was out or something, you know, like something that's sort of out of my control, but that I need to get ready for work. So, and there's really no way anybody can check that. So usually that'll buy me an hour, you know, until the hot water heater comes back on.
There you go. Thank you so much. Any other ones you want to snag?
Yeah, somebody said, I used to use this excuse all the time. It did mostly work, but I always used to say that there was a train and I couldn't come right away, or it was late, or I was waiting for the train because I knew it was going to be there and I didn't want to have to sit in front of it for 10 minutes. We do have a train in our town. However, it only comes once every couple weeks. Somebody else said, I apologize, but because I only use this once. But my tarantula was molting, so I wanted to stay home, but they made me come to work anyway.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Someone else said they usually blame traffic. Let's see what molting.
Traffic is a good one.
Traffic isn't a bad one. I don't know a ton about tarantulas, so I would like to know more about that, I guess.
That one I think could be a good one. Well, no one knows about tarantulas, so you could say that.
They said to grow larger, tarantulas must form a new exoskeleton and shed their previous smaller coverings in a process called molting.
Oh,
so they're
good.
Shedding.
And then they grow new skin.
Well, I can see why you'd want to be around for that. That is important. What a special thing. What a magical thing to get to see.
Yeah. And as someone else said, they blame their corgi puppy. No one can be mad about a corgi puppy.
Well, stupid stories momentarily on the show, including a guy that tried to basically give a high five to a jaguar. You can about imagine how that went for him. And a guy that shot at his fridge in self-defense. Must have been a lot of junk food in there, I guess. That and stupid stories after In the Air, Flo Rida, Y94.